was?
Your past.
My past.
Yeah.
Starting from when I was.
Yeah, from whenever.
Okay.
So, can you please say your name?
Imelda Esaias.
And how old are you?
I'm 70 years old.
I am.
But I don't feel it.
Yeah. You feel young.
I feel young.
Yeah, that's important. How many siblings did you have when you were growing up?
I had 4 sisters and 2 brothers.
So it was a busy house.
Yes, it was a busy house. Very busy house. Because we were all in 10 years.
Oh, geez. Yeah, that's very close together. And what did your parents do?
My dad was in the Army. When I first remember, he was a lieutenant. And he made major, I think, in Japan.
So you lived in Japan post-World War II?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we lived in Japan, and we came home in 1960.
Wow.
So we were there for almost 4 years and enjoyed it tremendously.
So what was life like in Japan?
They had these little tiny homes that were thin wood, dried, they weren't painted, and if they were close together and one of them went up in flames, which was possible, very possible, they all went up, you know, and it happened a couple times, and the Girl Scouts and the Boy Scouts would gather clothes and items for them to use, and, you know, they were very very nice, but that's not the word I'm looking for. It's they were conscious of what they were projecting, you know, so they wanted to project a good feeling and stuff, even though they laughed at my mom's nose. My mom had a kind of a big nose.
Yeah.
And she said they laughed at me, but the maid says, they weren't laughing. They were saying, look at that nose. Not even funny, because ours are like this. You know, they go all the way across their face. So they like long, straight noses.
Yeah.
So how and they were very... It was like the emperor said, we're no longer at war, and you are your best friends with the Americans, you know, I mean, all of a sudden they do for you, and they want to learn your language, want to learn the way things are in our country, and it was an interesting thing.
Yeah. So what was the difference between Japan and the U.S.?
Some of the games were different. You know, I was a kid, so I was 10 to 14, and like hopscotch, they did a rectangle divided into 6 or 8, and you had to slide a stone. In U.S., you jump and you hop, you know, and you have 3 squares, and then 2, and then 1, and then 2, and then. But they made it illegal to pee in public. Because the Olympics were coming. After we left, the Olympics were coming in 2 years. So they made a law, because that was something. I mean, they were modest about it, but
it happened.
I mean, guy would park in the center of the intersection, run off and go, and come back, and he'd take off, you know?
Yeah.
But anyhow, that was outlawed. And they had little three-wheel trucks, and they always put the front wheel,
mm-hmm.
on the line, so we figured that's what the line was for. So anyway, you know, I mean, they were definitely different, but we used to walk through their farms. I've got a book where we went on a walk, and one was walk through the farm, and they said they didn't care if we walked as long as we didn't walk on the plants and we didn't take it, you know. They didn't even say that. they assumed we wouldn't take anything. But they were very nice about it, and we enjoyed our walks. And they talked to us and tell us. It's mostly kind of sign language because especially the farmers didn't speak English because they were older. The kids from World War II learned English. And they had 7 days of school, or six and a half. And so they learned English. They could speak English, most of them, with a major accent.
Yeah. So my mom told me that you guys had, like, a serving boy and a maid.
We were required by the treaty to hire a boy son, that's what they call them, boy son, who would do the heavy work. He would, on his hands and knees, wax the floor, rub on, rub off, you know, and he would do the heavy cleaning. The maid came, he only came once a week, and the maid came every day except for the weekends, and she would do the inside work. Our last maid didn't cook. Our first one did. She could cook really well. And then we had the yard boy. None of them were boys or girls. They were old enough to be married. But so the yard man would do just the yard work outside. So we were required to hire them. And at the time, like, the maid would cost something like a set of dishes. That's what they had to pay her a month, and not in dishes, but about the set of dishes, and that wasn't very much at that time.
Yeah.
So, you know, it wasn't the seven kids, and maybe it was getting busy.
Yeah.
But we still had to keep our rooms and
fold
our clothes and iron. She didn't iron very well, so we did it. But my brothers didn't. They got away with murder.
Jeez.
They didn't have to do much. The boys, and because they're boys, they didn't have to do much. And the maid would treat them like they were gods.
So what was the family life like in Japan?
Well, we lived on base. So most of it was American, you know. But it was a close... It was more like a family knit, you know, and it was very, very safe. You know, we could go out at night and not be worried about anything. We had good bus service, that the buses came every 15 minutes, you know, and you would go back to the, there was a, another, what is that called? Grand Heights, anyhow, that was where a bunch of service people lived, and that was bigger than where we were. We were just kind of an offshoot. And then there was Camp Drake. There were three of them that went in. And so we could take the bus and go anywhere. We had to wear skirts if we were going to stores or you know, any inside building. The women still had to wear skirts, and the women included the 14-year-olds and the 12-year-olds. But if we went swimming or something, you could wear, because the pools were the other direction. And we did that all summer. We swam in the pool. And let's see, what was I? The buses we had, it was easy to get places. And schools, we either went, the junior high was in Camp Drake, which was pretty much, there wasn't a whole lot of people there. There was the pools, there were two pools there, and there was the school, and something else, I don't remember. But the school was junior high, and that was 6th, 7th, and 8th. And we were taught by American teachers that were hired by the service to come and teach us. We also had minor medical stuff done at the school, like diabetes testing, you know, with the urine. We had shots to keep up our shot records and maybe other things. If we got a shot, they'd give us the aspirin. They can't do that here, you know. But in the service, they could. So they just give you a shot and give you an aspirin, you know. So you wouldn't have a reaction. And let's see. We had a teen club. It was lots of fun. One of the mothers would be the teen leader. But let's see. We had a lot of activities that we could do. And during the summer, they had, you know, things you could do to keep busy, you know, like make jewelry or dance or whatever. And I thought it was neat. I mean, one of my sisters didn't particularly like it. I'm like, okay. But one of them did Japanese dancing. And her last dance was the day 2 days before we left. So, I mean, it was like she had to keep her kimono out so that she could dance. And then we had to hurry up and pack it because it wouldn't be needed.
Yeah.
And they had baseball and football and stuff like that, mainly for the boys.
Yeah. So what sports did you do while you were in Japan?
I did softball. Softball was my favorite. Basketball. And, well, we played tetherball incessantly at lunch, but it was softball and basketball were my favorite. Oh, badminton.
Oh yeah, fun.
And ping pong. Those were all things that the Japanese like to do.
Yeah. So how much did you interact with like the locals?
The locals? Not too much. The first 3 to 6 months, I can't remember how long it was. We lived off base. Mm-hmm. We lived in a little home that we were assigned a person who would rent us a home, find us a maid, a temporary maid, pick us up, you know, get us. I don't think he was required to do all that, but he did. They had a meal waiting for us when we got there. And, but as far as playing with the Japanese kids, we really didn't. They were busy. They were in school. They had a long day. You know, I know they didn't get off till 4. I don't know what time they started, though.
So where did you guys go after you left Japan?
After we left, we came to California and stayed with my aunt for so we could find a house and my dad could get a job. At that time, they would not have to hire you if you were over a certain age. Well, he was only in his 40s, but that was considered old,
yeah.
So they didn't want to hire him, and so he had a hard time finding a job, and his retirement was, I think it was only like $400. You have 9 people
to
you know, to feed and clothe and stuff, and that $400 doesn't go far.
Yeah.
And pay for the house and, you know, all the other stuff. We still got medical, but not dental. And so that helped, the medical bit.
Yeah.
But he finally got a job and we moved to Costa Mesa. Lived there until I got married. 4 years. I was in ninth grade at the time.
Yeah.
So, ninth grade to that, and then I started at UCI, and I went 1 year. It was really hard. Well, I was working, and I was trying to get through. I I was a biology major, yeah. So some of it was easy, but
yeah.
Not chemistry.
No. Chemistry is not exactly easy.
And this is kind of backwards because we didn't start with my young life.
Yeah.
That was midlife.
Yeah.
Well, at that time it was midlife. Did you want to know some of the other places we've
sure.
been? Okay. Well, I was born in Louisiana, New Orleans, Louisiana. Mm-hmm. And so was my sister, one of my sisters. The others, one was born in Jersey, one was born in...
Oh, shut that off. One was born in Louisiana with you. So two of you guys were born.
Yeah,
Toddy. Okay.
Let's see. New Jersey. And he was born in Tampa, Florida. Rick was born in Canada. Sandy was born in Hawaii. I think I got them all. Georgia.
Oh, yeah, Georgia.
One was born in Georgia, Maryland. So we were born all over the place.
Yeah.
And the reason Toddy and I were born in Louisiana was because Dad was in the war, and part of that time was the cleanup and, you know, what have you. So we stayed there, and we would get visits from my father, but he was assigned another place. But that's one thing that was really hard on the wives is that they were gone. It was worse during the war itself, but...
Yeah.
It was hard when they were gone because they didn't have their partner to help them bring up the kids, you know.
Yeah.
Because by that time, there were three of us.
Yeah.
Three kids. And after that, let's see, we went to Hawaii. And my aunt and uncle were over there with the Navy. So they were, he became my favorite uncle.
Yeah.
And my mom said that that was funny because I said that after he died. And I said, my favorite uncle? And she says, he really liked you. He used to carry you around and tease you and play with you. And he was just a teddy bear, you know?
Yeah.
And so that was good because we had, my parents had somebody they knew.
Yeah.
We played with the kids that were around, and some of those kids were in the same. We met later in life, you know,
yeah.
like when we were 4 or 5
yeah.
in Georgia or someplace, because they're with the service.
Yeah.
And we stayed in Hawaii for 2 years. Sandy was born there. And our brothers were born out of the States. So
yeah.
Sandy was born in a territory,
yeah.
which was Hawaii, because it wasn't a state till 50. And Rick was born in Canada, so
yeah.
when we went to Japan, we were figuring we'd get another brother.
Yeah.
Where's our brother?
We're yeah.
ready to leave, and there's no brother.
yeah.
So, well, needless to say, there was no brother.
Yeah.
but, let's see, after Hawaii, we went to New Jersey, which was my dad's home post.
Yeah.
And we had a house there. Actually, we've seen it on the internet,
yeah.
you know, where you can pull it up.
Yeah.
And we had the house there, went to the school, which was brand new. And I was still under school age. Lucy was, we were there for a while then, and then Lucy was born.
Yeah.
And we went to... Let's see, Maryland. Okay, and then we went to Georgia. It was hot and humid and very uncomfortable. And my grandmother was living with us at the time. And she didn't take the heat very well. We lost her. Poor priest had been up 3 days, hadn't had any sleep because it was so hot. All these people were dying, and he was visiting all these people. And I knew something was wrong because Nobody yelled at me for sucking my thumb. I was there. And nobody told me to take my thumb out of my mouth. So I knew something was wrong because they always did.
Yeah.
And next morning I went and tried to go in her room and somebody stopped me. No, your dad's not there. So that was sad. And then they moved us out of that house because my mom, that was my mother's mother, and my mom was having a problem and she was pregnant. You know.
Yeah.
So Marilyn was born and we moved to, I wanted to go get Marilyn and my mom, you know, at the hospital.
Yeah.
My dad says only if you come to Mass with me. So only the ones that went to Mass got to go to the hospital to pick up the baby and mom. But my grandmother was still with us at that time, and she died 5 months later. And they moved us to this, like, apartment where you have to go in at the bottom, but you can see the other people,
mm-hmm.
the downstairs people.
Yeah.
And we were upstairs, so we'd go upstairs. They could see us going upstairs. And going, oh, weird apartment.
Yeah.
And so anyhow, we were only there for a few months, and then we went to Canada. And first we went to Louisiana to visit the family, because Canada, we would have been staying for a while. You can't visit on a weekend, you know, because
yeah.
it was way up by the Hudson River.
Yeah.
No, not river. Bay.
Yeah.
Santa Claus. Anyhow, we went to Louisiana for an extended visit,
yeah.
and then we went by train to New York, where we had to buy all our winter clothes
yeah.
because the cold was so much more in Canada than it was in New Jersey.
Yeah.
And so all we had really were our spring coats. We went up there in November.
Yeah.
Crazy, and you had to walk at anyways. You didn't have a car,
yeah.
you had to walk, or dad could take out a Jeep, you know, he could sign out a Jeep or
yeah.
something, but it was still cold because Jeep wasn't,
yeah.
And we only had our spring coats and sweaters, so we had two or three sweaters on and our little coat, and we froze to death on the way to wherever we were going. The doctor or the commissary or the church or wherever.
Yeah.
And well, the church even had a coat room because you had to wear these heavy coats, and if everybody kept their coat on, they couldn't get all the people in.
Yeah.
So you would take your coat off and leave it in the room. Anyhow, Canada was fun too. We used to hike down to the Hudson Bay, which wasn't that far. And we couldn't do it in the winter because of the polar bears.
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, we didn't go across the hill across
yeah.
the street because the snow was real high. And I was scared to death I was going to end up in a bank of
yeah.
snow and not be able to get out. That was my big fear.
Yeah.
I was in kindergarten at the time, so...
Yeah.
You know, a little kid. And then we got a picture after we left. We got a picture of the polar bears playing with the swings. But anyway, we, let's see, that was Fort Churchill. Oh, we went down to the Hudson Bay, and there were these big rocks that we used to
yeah.
slide on. We got in trouble every time we got back because our pants were all ripped because we'd slide down these rocks.
Yeah.
And here goes the pose. But in the snow, my dad wrote Mele Kalikimaka
mm-hmm.
on the rocks, 2 feet high. Well, 2 feet high.
Yeah.
Letters, and I spritzed them so there would be ice.
Yeah.
They lasted forever. Of course, snow lasts forever up there.
Yeah.
But anyway, what else did my dad built, and his group
yeah.
had to build an igloo so that they could have, you know, it was kind of like a life knowledge type thing.
Yeah.
And to save themselves, if they got caught out in the,
yeah.
the thing. So they built an igloo, and they dig it down so that you're solid snow on the side,
yeah.
and then they put the blocks up.
Yeah.
And did a good job on that. Had to. Let's see what else. Oh, we lived in a. They had rows of apartments, and each square had four apartments, and then there was a hallway, and there was a hallway between them.
Yeah.
And then it went up like maybe 10 buildings.
Yeah.
So there was quite a few people, and we were in J, so
yeah.
I don't know how many, but there were a lot. When I remember one lady came to the door and knocked. I didn't find out it was late later, but mom and the kids were sleeping, and I was awake, and she knocked on the door, and I thought it was a polar bear, you know, so I wasn't going to answer the door. But, again, I was fine.
Yeah.
And she comes and she says, yeah, I knocked on the door because I had to go to the bathroom so bad. And nobody was home. Mom said, Melda? I thought it was a polar bear. but you did see, Fort Churchill, the fort, was... I don't know how far away, but several miles away from Fort Churchill, the city.
Yeah.
The city is known for the polar bears going through it.
Yeah.
I mean, they have a siren to warn people.
Yeah.
And so we had polar bears by us, too, because they had a big old whaling thing
yeah.
out. It's out in the edge of the Hudson Bay, but it was near enough to be pulling in the polar bears, you
yeah.
know. And it was really, no, we had wolves, too. There was a wolf that had rabies. And let's see, and we went to the school that was supplied by the service.
Yeah.
And that was all Army.
Yeah.
And we were with also the Canadian Army, so... It was the Canadian Army and American Army, and I don't know what they were working on, you know, because we were little enough where Dad wouldn't have explained it to us.
Yeah.
And there was one time where he had to go off in the winter in an airplane, he and three other guys, and we get this call, and the call says the plane has gone missing. Oh, our mom's terribly upset.
Yeah.
And we know she's upset. We're upset.
Yeah.
And at that time, there were seven of us. You know?
Yeah.
So it was kind of scary. But about an hour later, they said they found it. And it was fine. Everybody was fine.
Yeah.
It had not crashed or anything. They just got lost.
Yeah.
And we had three bedrooms, three people in each room. And my dad made us, they had a workshop for the men.
Yeah.
And they could make things they wanted to make. He made two sets of three bunks, you know. There were three bunks on each one.
Yeah.
And the little one, the ones for the kids, was so pretty. I just, you know, he did such a nice job on it. The ones for us were more like the Army ones,
yeah.
you know, where the Army guys would sleep.
Yeah.
There were the three frames, and you throw a mattress on it.
Yeah.
And those weren't as pretty, but the kids were.
Yeah.
That was really a nice one. Okay, and then we went back to New Jersey, again, it's his home post. And we stayed there for, Rick was about two. We stayed there for several years. 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Several years. And it seemed like every time that they'd start to teach us to do cursive,
mm-hmm.
we moved.
Yeah.
And they weren't doing it at the school where
we moved to.
I would go. Yeah. So fourth grade, and I'm still not doing cursive. And did beautiful printing, but no cursive. And so anyhow, the school was not that far from the ocean. Where we took walks.
Yeah.
Our teacher was in the Audubon Club,
yeah.
which is a bird club, and we'd go looking for the different birds at different times of year, and really enjoyed that. And then, well, and that school had a neat thing because, you know, we got automatic toilets now.
Yeah.
Those weren't anything like it, but they were automatic way back in the 50s, early 50s. And you'd sit down, but when you got up, the seat would pop up and it would flush the toilet. And I was going, wow. But, you know, we always thought that the flush toilets were a new invention when we saw these, you know, the ones we have now. But they actually started back in the 50s.
Wow.
And it was real clean, you know. So anyway, I thought that was interesting. In fourth grade, we went to Japan. My dad said we would have to live in a tent, and we go,
we
were happy. Mom's going, but anyhow, he says you're gonna have to live in a tent, and it's gonna be cold, but we'll go to Japan and then we'll get a house later.
Yeah.
I had to leave my dog. That was the hardest thing, was leaving my dog. But he found a nice home, so that made it okay. And okay, so we're back in Japan. And
full circle.
Full circle.
Cool. Thanks. That was great.